With the four opening tracks, I Want to Hold Your Hand, I Saw Her Standing There, This Boy, and It Won't Be Long, the word classic doesn't begin to do justice to the Beatles' album Meet the Beatles, which was released in the U.S. in 1964. The band The Smithereens has released a song-by-song tribute to it, which they've called Meet the Smithereens. The Smithereens are a band from New Jersey that's been recording since the early 80s and has been very influenced by British invasion bands. Their best-known songs include Blood and Roses and A Girl Like You. My guests are the lead singer, Pat D'Anizio, and drummer, Dennis Dykin. Here's a track from Meet the Smithereens.
One, two, three, four! Well, she was just 17. Was way beyond compare. How could I dance with another? Oh, when I saw her standing there. Well, she looked at me, and I could see that before too long I'd fall in love with her. She dance with another. Oh, when I saw her standing there, well, my heart went boom when I crossed that room and I held her hand in my ear. Oh, we danced through the night and we held each other tight, and before too long I fell in love with her. I'll never dance with another.
That's The Smithereens from their new CD, Meet the Smithereens. Pat, Dennis, welcome back to Fresh Air. Why did you want to do a cover of the Beatles?
Well, Terry, we had been invited to perform at a Beatles convention, which was a first for us, and we were asked to perform an all-Beatles cover set. The set was received very, very warmly. There was a tremendous response, and the audience was also calling out for Smithereens compositions during the course of the Beatles set. So we realized there was some crossover, and we began to receive emails from fans suggesting that we might consider the idea of perhaps putting out a Smithereens Beatles cover album. And it was always sort of an unspoken agreement amongst everyone in the Smithereens that Meet the Beatles was probably our favorite record as a group.
So, Dennis, of all the Beatles albums that you could have done, what appealed to you about Meet the Beatles, which was the first Beatles album released in America?
For me, as a drummer, the chance to go into a studio and play the songs from Meet the Beatles was just like reliving my childhood, being a drummer going down to the basement every day after school and playing along with my favorite records. Meet the Beatles is my favorite Beatles album, and Ringo was a huge influence and inspiration to me as a player. And I really think that it's probably, I'll probably get some flack about this, but I think it's Ringo's best playing as a drummer, and I think it's the best combo playing that the Beatles did as a group.
I want to play another track from Meet the Smithereens, and this is a nice contrast to the one we opened with. It's This Boy, which has great harmonies in it. Do you want to say something about why you like this early Beatles song?
The music on Meet the Beatles is deceivingly, it sounds simple, and it sounds like pop music, which it is, but it's actually very sophisticated stuff, especially for guys who are just scratching age 21. The harmonies on This Boy are really something else, as we learned when we tried to pick them apart to perform on the record. There's a great sense of urgency and yearning to This Boy, but a great sense of energy and a beauty.
Well, why don't we hear this boy from the Smithereens' new CD, Meet the Smithereens, which is their cover of Meet the Beatles.
That boy took my love away, though he'll regret it someday. This boy wants you back again. That boy isn't good for you, though he may want you to. This boy wants you back again. Oh, and this boy would be happy just to love you.
That's the Smithereens from their cover of the Beatles album, Meet the Beatles, which was released in 1964. Do you remember when you first got your copy of Meet the Beatles?
Yeah. My parents couldn't afford to buy it for me, and my Aunt Mary had a little bit of money, and it was at Brooks Record Shop in Plainfield, New Jersey. She took me down there, and I remember really digging the cover a lot more than introducing the Beatles. I think I had my choice. So I chose between the two, but I also wanted the album that had I Want to Hold Your Hand on it. And I wore my copy out, you know. But I, you know, the very first time I heard the Beatles was one wintry morning. I guess it would have been January of 64. And I was brushing my teeth listening to WABC, that fine, legendary AM top 40 station out of New York. I listened to a DJ named Herb Oscar Anderson, who was our morning guy, and he was making light of the fact that he was about to play a record by a group from England, of all places, called the Beatles, making fun of the name and brushing my teeth. And when I heard the opening chords of I Want to Hold Your Hand, I literally dropped my toothbrush, and it was a transcendent moment. You know, from then on, my life was totally different. It was though I was hearing some strange music out of the moon.
And how old were you?
I was 8 years old in third grade in 1963, but I was already playing guitar. I had been playing guitar for a year before the Beatles were actually heard of by any of us in the States, and, you know, kind of weaned on the music of the Four Seasons and Jan and Dean and songs like Rockin', Wild Weekend by the Rockin' Rebels, that sort of top 40 music that was prevalent at the time. But as I said before, within weeks, everybody was scrambling to buy guitars and take lessons.
And Dennis, do you remember when you first bought Meet the Beatles?
Yeah, I didn't get it till my birthday in 1965. So that was a year later, in February of 65. But all my cousins had it. The kid across the street had it. But I do remember getting the single, I Want to Hold Your Hand, in February, or it might have been January of 64, I went to the record store with my mom, and it was really hot on a single by Bobby Rydell called Forget Him. And I had to have that record. In late 63, I wanted Forget Him. And so, lo and behold, it's January 64, and the Beatles had come out in the meantime. And we had heard about them and on the radio, and everybody was talking about them, but I had not yet seen a photo of them. So I went to this record store in Passaic, New Jersey. And back then, I don't know if you remember, but they used to tape up the 45s, like the top 20 or the top 40. They would tape them up on the door, the glass on the door, on the entrance to the record stores back then. So you could see the records, especially the ones with the picture sleeves. And there it was, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and I froze in my tracks. It's the black and white photo of them where Paul's holding the cigarette that was later airbrushed out in 1980, I think. And it's a somewhat unflattering black and white photo. They don't really quite look like themselves in that particular Diesel Hoffman shot for whatever reason. I don't know if it was the lighting or just that particular second that the photo was snapped. But anyway, I was just gobsmacked when I saw this photo of the Beatles.
My guests are Pat D'Anizio and Dennis Dykin of the band The Smithereens. They've just released a cover of the Beatles album Meet the Beatles called Meet the Smithereens. Before we get back to the interview, let's hear the Smithereens' 1989 hit, A Girl Like You. Have been playing together for decades. When did you get together? It was around 1980?
That's right. The first gig was March of 1980.
And were you still in school then? In college?
No, we were old already. We weren't spring chickens at the time.
I was 24 and I think Dennis was 22. So yes, we were very young. We thought we were old. I mean, I thought I was too old, Terry, to go to CBGB's and put on a motorcycle jacket, you know? I had a lot of familiar responsibilities running the family garbage business,
Would your father have a business that you ran?
Yeah, it was M.A. D'Anizio and Son Disposal, and, I got up every morning for many years from the time I was 14, almost till the time we went on the road for the first tour in support of our first album, Especially for You. I'd get up at 4, by 4:30 I'd be starting up the garbage trucks, and by 5 I'd be walking with my 60-gallon plastic barrel drum behind people's houses picking up their garbage. So I did that for many years. But in fact, a lot of the inspiration for songs, I remember completing Blood and Roses while on the back of a garbage truck, oddly enough.
How did the family feel about you giving up the business and becoming a full-time musician?
Well, we had a bit of a conflict. By that time, my mom and dad had split up. And, we practiced in my dad's basement. He was very gracious to the band. We drank all his booze, practiced in his basement from 7 o'clock at night till midnight, every night for like 5 years. And he was very nice about it. But at a certain point, he said, "Son, I want you to come home." I was living in New York. He said, "I got to talk to you about something." I said, "What is it, Dad?" He said, "Just come home." And we sat down at the kitchen table. We had a bottle of scotch there. And he said, "I want you to quit this rock and roll thing." He goes, "People are starting to talk. You're a bum." He goes, "I don't want my son to become a bum." He goes, "I want you to stop this. Come back on the truck with me. You'll have a steady income. You'll have a good job, good business. Get on with your life." And I said, "I'm not doing it." And he said, "You're going to come back on the truck." And I said, "I can't do it." And it was the first time that my dad and I ever cried together. You know, it was very, very emotional. But 6 to 8 months later, my dad was sitting in the 10th row of Radio City Music Hall watching us open a show for the Pretenders. And we had an album on the charts. So, anything can happen.
Well, Pat D'Anizio, Dennis Dykin, thanks so much to both of you for talking with us.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Pat D'Anizio and Dennis Dykin of The Smithereens. Their new CD is Meet the Smithereens.
Tell you something.